But today I want to talk about my mini sermon this morning. It's about four reasons why I am an ambassador for God, for Christ. When I started thinking about what it was to say this morning, I came up with this question. Why am I an ambassador for Christ? These last few months, we have been going over what we have been being an ambassador for Christ is. As you know, we've been talking in James chapter 1 and 2. That's profiling an ambassador, right? Going over my notes and studies this last week, my mind kept coming back to a question. Why am I an ambassador for Christ? Seeing that this question continued to stay on my mind, I came up with four good Bible basis reasons why am I an ambassador for Christ. And in my 10 minutes, I would like to share my reason with you, okay? The first one is an ambassador for Christ is a Christian. You see a Christian, you see an ambassador for Christ. No, yeah. You see an ambassador for Christ, but he got to be doing something. As a Christian ambassador, I have become powerful, full of agape love, with a good sense of judgment. Not a judgment been on what's in it for me. What's in it for me? Not that. But now we can help someone out in the world confused with hurts and injuries. Came back to the Father where they can be healed. People in the world hurting and injured. Help them. Then realize this alone takes courage, okay? In 2 Timothy 1:7, Timothy said, God did not give us a coward spirit, but a spirit of power, love, and good judgment. Amen. All right. Then it came to me, my first reason for being an ambassador for Christ is a personal one. It's so that the Holy Spirit can come into my heart and empower me to live a life worthy of my heavenly calling. Amen. A transformed life of goodness and unconditional love with the courage to bring others to Christ. As 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Then the second reason now why I am an ambassador, why I'm a Christian ambassador, is to defend the faith. Seeing that I am to be brave and fearless against world full of the devil, we're often attacked as a Christian ambassador with defending one belief. But as an ambassador for Christ, a Christian does not have the conveniency of grabbing for ideals out of the thin air. As a Christian, I have to know why I believe that I believe. Okay, you can't just go on out there. In Matthew 5, in verse 11, 5 and 12, Jesus said, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. For my sake, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophet which was before you. I think it is very important that an ambassador of Christ believe in what they preach. For the true believer will guide the way in which a Christian ambassador lives. This lifestyle leads us to not being hypocrites or taking a blind leap into a defending the faith. What do I mean by taking a blind leap, okay? What I mean is this. You think you know what you are talking about, but what you are really doing is making the good news more difficult. In doing so, you are taking away what God is really saying. Taking a blind leap through meaning well only leads to misunderstanding and false teaching. Okay? So what do we believe? We believe four simple things. First one, that Jesus is the Son of God. Matthew 3 says, and behold, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Second, what Jesus died to save, why? That Jesus died to save us from our sins. In 1 Thessalonians 5:10, we died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live we'll live together with him. That's in 1 Thessalonians 5:10. Then the third one, he died to save us from our sin so that we could live with him forever. In 1 Peter 3:18, but Christian also died for sin once and for all, the just for the unjust, so that we might bring us to God, having been put to death in the flesh, but makes alive in the spirit. And number four, this is something sometimes present and presented as not being important, that all one has to do is to say the word, I believe that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. This is not what Jesus is teaching here, okay? The truth of the matter is that this one is the most important of all order to become a child of God. In Matthew 28 and verse 19, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. First of all, it must be baptized. Okay, all right. And I think it is also important for us to remember that God wants everyone to be saved. In 1 Timothy 2:4, Paul said that God desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. So as a Christian ambassador, I have to go out and tell everybody the good news story. The right way, I have to let the Holy Spirit let the story spirit the Holy Spirit tell the story, not me. Reason number four, why I am an ambassador for Christ. There really is something in this for me. Oh Lord, there you go, something in there for me. What's in there for me? The thing I realize about this question is that it is a form of temptation. The devil loves trying to bring us out, that old man in me. I hope you can relate to what I am saying. So the question of why in the world do I continue to be this Christian ambassador in a world that is so ungrateful, mean and ugly to me? My answer is because I believe that Jesus and the apostles said, live and talk. Jesus said in Matthew 25, 31 through 36. That's brothers get Matthew chapter 25, 31 through 36.
When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hunger, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me.
All right. See, they said I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat, right? I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. That's a true ambassador. You know, and we need to know that. Because you got to help those that need this kind of situation, need to be helped. But we can't, you know, we're not here just to play. We're here to do the Lord's work.
Amen.
Paul, in one of his last writings, said in 2 Timothy 4:7-8, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future, there's laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord righteousness judges will award to me that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearance. This is the way I want to go out, knowing that when my time comes, and it's time to begin my new life, where there is no end, no tears, and no sorrow, that I can say with the same conventions as Paul, I have kept the faith, and I know that there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me Amen. Ain't that so good? Amen. Be like Paul, huh? You know, I fought a good fight. Mm-hmm. But you got to do something. Amen. You can't fight the fight sitting. Nope. We being an ambassador, it's true. You got to really get out here and do something and not just sit here on Sunday morning. I'm talking about me and everybody. We all got to do get better. And I thank God for things he's done me this for, but you know, ain't enough. I got to get out here and fight this good fight. Be like Paul. But mainly, you got to work within yourself. And I'm talking about me too. You know, it ain't nothing that's given to us out here. We come in this Sunday morning just to get in the church and come in and leave. That ain't it. We got to do something. I was talking to a sister yesterday on the phone. Said, oh, my church is so full and this, that, and other. But you're such a fool and you ain't there. What are you doing? She out of Normandy Church in L.A. But I heard they had plenty of food and this, that, and other. I don't hear that. You know, it ain't about how many is packed in the building. It's about Christians working for the Lord. Man, you didn't just come up in here and just do what you want to. I kept, and she continued to talk to me. I said, sister, you know, I don't care what you say. You know, ain't it about the number in the building? Ain't it about how much money you got in the building? It's about saving your soul. Because when God takes us away from him, we can't help ourselves, can we? Yeah. We can't go back and say, brother used to always tell me, all you got to do is say amen. Before you die, you'll be all right. Y'all going to that church down there, preaching the word and then the old how the Lord loves, you know what I'm saying? I could just say, y'all crazy. Going to church on Sunday morning and Wednesday. That's the middle of the church. And he said, all you got to do is say amen. I said, man, why? I, you know you won't have time. I said, how you going to know you going to have time at the end before you die and say, Lord, I forgive me? How in the world? You may die some other way. Yeah. You know, it's where you can't. And to me, when he died, he did die a different way. You know, but this is what the devil will do. He get you caught in these old rules, old worldly things, and you forget where you're at. And you cannot be an ambassador for the Lord living that kind of life. All right. And brothers, I did the best, brother and sister. I threw God. The next man can come up now and thank God.